Welcome to the Full Moon Radio Podcast, your biweekly dose of moon magic, inspiration, and mindset therapy. I'm your host, Nicole Luna, moon manifestation expert, energy healer, DJ, and yogi. I am obsessed with teaching you how to use the moon to manifest the light that sets your soul on fire. If you want to learn how to use the moon and her phases to live your absolute best life, you've come to the right place. Moon people, unite! We are about to have a freaking blast together. Thank you so much for pressing play today. Now let's tune in. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Full Moon Radio Podcast. All my beautiful moon people out there, how are you? Where are you? How are you feeling today? Thank you so much for tuning in, no matter where you are on this beautiful planet. I thank you so much for being here. I thank you so much for joining me. And in this amazing episode, we are talking all about the May new moon coming up on May 11th. In the sign of Taurus. I'm going to tell you all about this Taurus energy, what this new moon wants you to focus on, and I'm going to share the best crystal that you can pair with this moon. In addition to sharing the best crystal, I'm going to share how you can use this crystal to make the most of this lunar energy, and I have a powerful affirmation to help you align with this lunar frequency even further. And very last but not least, I have a new high vibrational playlist for you, a mix of songs for you to celebrate this moon and set intention to manifest your dreams this new moon. So before we get started, let's start with our little life update. I always start this episode with a little life update. What's going on in my world so you can know what's happening with me. And in my world, I am designing my dream home right now. If you have been following this podcast, you know that last year I manifested a property in Mexico. And this year I'm manifesting a house to go on that property. So I am right now in the design phase. We are doing all the little tweaks. We're moving the shower around. We're putting the outdoor shower where it needs to be. We're making the outdoor bathroom. We're making the indoor bathroom. We're making sure that every room has an ocean view. We're making sure that the house is really unique and cool on every level and that it's just really fitting to every single need that I have. So just know that the manifestation process is almost like the design process and building a house. You are going to be building on your manifestations, just like I'm building onto this house for this entire year, you guys. Know that your manifestations are going to come together piece by piece. Every single manifestation will have phases you're going to move through before you come to the final manifestation. So every little step of the journey is helping you get to the bigger picture. Every little step of the way is helping you build that big manifestation that you're working towards. So if you're feeling frustrated right now because things aren't happening in your life, you're feeling behind, or you're feeling like you're missing out, just know that you are doing the work. If you're taking baby steps towards your goals, you are doing the work, and every baby step will be a quantum leap towards that big picture. So just keep going. And that's advice that I am giving myself right now, because I just want this house to be built. I want to be living in it already, but you have to design everything step by step. And there's all these land, you know, the architecture has to go with the land and the levels of the land. And it's just so much more than anything I've ever done. So when you're going through your journey, when you're going towards your goals, towards your manifestations, there's going to be so many things that are unclear along the way. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward. And every little step will continue to build that big house, that big manifestation that you are working towards. So just keep going. And that is what I am telling myself right now, continuously. Just keep going and trust the process and be patient, because it will be beautiful. It will be better than I could have ever expected, but I have to be patient and let everything work itself out. So I don't have any design to show you guys just yet, but I will show you as soon as I have the beautiful first 3D rendering of the house, because right now it's basically just like lines and it's like drawing saying this is where this is gonna go, this is where that's gonna go. So when I have an actual picture, I am so excited to show you guys. We also just celebrated our 1 year anniversary on the podcast. Happy birthday, Full Moon Radio. One full rotation around the sun. We have made it. We celebrated our 1 year anniversary of this podcast on April 27th, and we did a giveaway. In the last episode, I was doing a full moon bundle, a full moon radio bundle, giving away a full moon, one of every product that we sell. And I'm so excited to announce that the winner is Manuela Borges. Manuela Borges, congratulations, my love, my goddess, my light sister. Congratulations, Manuela Borges. I am going to be sending you an email to grab your address, and I am going to be sending you a new moon ritual kit, a full moon ritual kit, and an Aura Juice energy cleansing spray, along with a special crystal gift. I am so excited. Thank you guys so much for entering. Like, so many of you entered the giveaway. And just make sure you stay tuned and you subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss the next episode or the next giveaway. And this episode is sponsored by our new moon ritual kits. We have just launched our ritual kits, and we have one for the full moon and for the new moon. In our new moon ritual kit, you get a script that helps you walk through the intention setting process and walks you through a new moon ritual from start to finish. In the new moon ritual kit, you also get a citrine crystal and an energy clearing spray that helps you clear and align with the new moon energy. The entire kit is on sale this week for 20% off. You can save 20% this week until this Taurus new moon with the code Taurus new moon at checkout. All caps, all capital letters, Taurus new moon will save you 20% of your new moon ritual kit at checkout. So if you haven't done a new moon ritual and you've never set intention during the new moon, you need some guidance and some grace on how to do your ritual, then grab our new moon ritual kit and you will be prepared for this new moon and many new moons to come. So with all that being said, let's dive right into the meat of today's episode, because we have a new moon coming up in the sign of Taurus on May 11th. This new moon will rise in the sign of Taurus on May 11th or May 12th, depending on where you are in the world. The majority of the world will be celebrating on May 11th, but our friends in Sydney are going to be celebrating on the 12th. So pay attention and get ready to lock in these dates in your calendar and set your alarm to celebrate this moon. The new moon will rise in the sign of Taurus May 11th at 11:59 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That makes this new moon rise at 2:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's 7:59 p.m. in the UK Universal Time. That makes this new moon rise at 4:59 a.m. on May 12th for our friends in Sydney. So get excited, because when we have a new moon, we have new beginnings, new opportunities, new energy, and a fresh start coming our way. There are other transits happening in the month of May that are going to be shaking things up aside from this new moon. On May 26th, we have a full supermoon and we have a lunar eclipse. On June 10th, we also have a solar eclipse. And in the month of May, Saturn and Mercury are going to go retrograde at the end of the month. So it's eclipse season again, my loves. Eclipse season is here and it is starting again. We always have two different eclipse seasons every year, one in the summer and one in the winter. So welcome to eclipse season. Eclipse season is a season of change, a season of pivot points and triggers for forward motion, growth, and progress in our lives. Eclipse season can also bring big surprises, some shocks, and the universe might have you shook this season. So get ready for this new moon and eclipse season and some planets going in retrograde at the end of the month.
But I'll be talking more about all of that in the next episode. In this episode, we're going to dive into this new moon, because the themes for this new moon are abundance, self-growth, and expansion. And this new moon is going to be all about self-growth, expansion, and taking our life to the next level. The doors are here and the doors are opening into this present moment. And right now we have such a fresh opportunity for a new start, for new opportunities, for new growth, and an entire new season is here. This new moon is going to bring new horizons, new avenues, and we have been waiting for this moment for so long. This new moon is going to put into forward motion a lot of the seeds that we have planted in the past, as well as the seeds and the intentions that we plant now are going to be moving into that forward motion. This moon is here to remind us that we are going to be expanding into a life of joy. We are all here to be living a life of joy and a life of happiness. And it's time to reconnect with that. It's time to reconnect with the simplicity of just that. We are here to live fun, exciting, adventurous, happy lives. We are not here to suffer, to pay bills, to work endlessly, and to live in the old paradigm anymore. This new moon wants you to remember that new moons are all about new manifestations and all things new. So ask yourself, what are you ready to welcome into your life? Who are you ready to welcome into your life? What adventures are you ready to welcome into your life? What is ready to come now? Because everything in life starts with an intention. Your intentions are very, very powerful. And this new moon is very potent for setting those intentions, for setting intentions on how you want to be, how you want to live, the amount of money that you want to be making, the person that you want to be with and living with, and who you want to be sharing your life with. Because everything starts with an intention. We will go nowhere in life unless we set goals and intentions. And this new moon is all about setting intentions that are gonna help you get ahead, gonna help you grow spiritually, expand, and spread your light in all ways. Remember that when you set intentions, intentions are like creating a blueprint for the universe to follow. An intention is like a code that is a secret code between you and the universe. And the universe can then, once your intention is set, the universe can then go into full force into helping align all the right people, places, and things for you to make it happen. But without your intention, there is no blueprint. Without your goal, without setting that goal, the universe doesn't know or care or think you want to change. So you need to reconnect with your goals, with your intentions, and set some intentions for how you want the rest of this year, maybe even the rest of next year, to be. Create those blueprints and create those codes for the universe so they can help you, so the universe can help you make these intentions come true. So this new moon is rising in the sign of Taurus, and Taurus is a fixed earth sign. Taurus is the first fixed sign of the zodiac. It's the bull. And have you ever heard of someone being bullheaded? And this is the energy that Taurus is all about. It's about being bullheaded in your life and in the determination to go where you need to go. So this new moon is going to be bringing in this Taurus bullheaded-like energy to help you clear the way and take charge and go after what you're ready to go after. Taurus energy is able to put in the work. Taurus energy is able to stick it out when the going gets tough, and nothing can stand in the way of a Taurus who has decided what they want. And that's what this new moon wants you to act, feel, and go after your dreams like the Taurus bull that you are. We all have the Taurus energy in us. So this Taurus energy is going to be pumping through you this new moon. And on the other side of that Taurus determination and that full forward motion like energy, Taurus also do what they need to do very peacefully, very calmly, very loyally, and very steadily. So just keep moving with grace, with peace, with commitment, and with determination, and you will align what you need to get the job done, to get those manifestations in your hands, to make those manifestations a reality this moon. Act like the bull, think like the bull, and keep moving forward with grace and with determination. So as we move into eclipse season, keep this Taurus energy in the forefront of your focus. Just keep going with determination and grace towards your goals through eclipse season, through the retrogrades that are coming this month, through the earthquakes that are going to be coming your way, through the hard times. Just keep that Taurus bull energy in the forefront of your mind and decide what you want this full moon and just move forward like a bull towards it. And keep going, no matter what happens, no matter how many setbacks you have, no matter what hard times the universe throws your way, know that it's all for your growth and that you're still moving on that path towards that goal. Even if you have a setback, you are still growing, you're still learning, and it was just another piece of the puzzle that you needed to keep moving forward. So remember, like I said in the beginning, that your manifestations are going to come piece by piece. Every little step of the journey, of the process, every little piece of aligned action that you take, every forward step you take is actually a quantum leap to the big picture, to the big manifestation. So do not feel discouraged. Just keep going this new moon. Set those intentions and just keep going. Because you, my loves, your reality is up to you. You have to be the one that's going to take the action to move with the tides and make the most out of this existence. Your reality is up to you. Yes, you were born into the family that you were born into, and you can't choose your family, but you have so much opportunity. You do have so much power in what you can choose, and that your reality is up to you. So decide this moon. Decide this moon what you really want and what you really value, and go after it. It's a really good moon to check in with your values. What do you really value? Do you value your time? Do you value beauty? Do you value love? Do you value money? Do you value relationships? Do you value kindness, compassion, empathy, family, friendship, and love? What do you really value? Hone in on those values and build a life that aligns with what really matters to you and what you really care about. It's also a great moon to check in with your money game and your money mindset. Taurus energy loves financial abundance. Taurus energy loves luxury. And this is going to be a great new moon for you to check in with your finances. What money blocks do you need to bust through and surrender to so you can up-level your flow of abundance? Because the universe is trying to align you with the best case scenario for your path right now. So stop resisting and start checking in with your money mindset, with your blocks, and with your finances. If you need a refresher on money blocks, your money mindset, and what could be blocking you financially, tune in to my podcast episode a couple episodes back on the top 7 limiting money beliefs and how you can reprogram for a new financial beginning for yourself. because this is a great moon to bust through those money blocks and surrender to the new flows of abundance that are heading your way. This moon wants to align you with the easiest way for you to make money, the most peaceful and graceful way for you to make money. And once you surrender to all of the walls that you've put up, once you break through and break down all the walls that you've put up around yourself, this new moon is going to really, really, really speed up the changes that you've been looking for in your life. So the themes this moon are abundance, self-growth, and expansion. And it is all about opening these new doors, saying yes to the new opportunities, deciding what you want in all areas of your life, and going after it as the Taurus bull that you are, because we all have this powerful bull-like energy inside of us. So moving right along, the best crystal that you can pair with this new Taurus moon is green adventuring. Green adventuring is one of the luckiest crystals of all, and it really helps with manifesting prosperity, wealth, and new beginnings. The green in the green adventuring is going to help connect you with the Taurus and the fixed earth energy. And green adventuring helps align conditions in our reality so that our opportunity becomes inevitable, so that our success becomes inevitable. Green adventuring will help you attract everything that you need to become prosperous and abundant in your life. Green adventuring also releases old patterns, old habits, and old disappointments so that new growth can take place, so that this new expansion can come through with this new moon. It also brings optimism and just some happiness for life, allowing you to move forward with confidence and embrace the changes that are coming with this new moon and the eclipse season that is ahead of us. Green adventuring is amazing for clearing the heart chakra and boosting the love and the joy and the happiness in your life. So it is the perfect crystal to pair with this new Taurus moon. And the best way that you can use this crystal is by taking a new moon bath with this crystal. So to do your new moon green adventuring bath, you are going to fill the tub with some Epsom salts and also some essential oils that really help you feel positive and alive. Whatever your favorite essential oils are, I want you to add them to the bath. So you're adding your salts, your oils, and you're filling up your bath. The last thing that you're going to do is add your green adventuring crystal to the bath water. And just by putting this crystal in the water, it is going to infuse this tub with this lucky energy, with this green adventuring opportunistic energy. And then you're going to get in the bath. You're going to bathe with this crystal in the water and all your favorite oils for 30 minutes at least. As you are in the water, your energy field and grid is going to be infusing with this amazing, prosperous, healthy, green adventuring energy. And it's actually going to help balance and soothe the emotional body and also calm any anger or irritation or any stress that might be in your body or in your heart chakra. This crystal is also going to help clear any money blocks or energetic blocks that are in your body or your energy field while you're in the tub. It's then going to seal your aura in this vibe, seal your aura in this beautiful protecting energy of the green adventuring so that you can carry its energy with you for many weeks to come. So the only thing you have to do is be in the tub with your crystal for at least 30 minutes to soak up and enjoy all of its benefits. at the end of the bath, you can set some intentions on what you want the next chapter of your life to look like and what you're really ready to bring into your life on a physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual level. You can either journal on what you're ready to manifest or what kind of life you want to have or what blocks might be holding you back and what you're ready to let go of so that you can move forward in this new existence, and you will be infused, your entire energy field and body, all of your cells will be infused and protected with this beautiful shield of healing, green, adventuring energy. At the end of the bath, you can take your crystal and you can use it, put it on your nightstand or sleep with it underneath your pillow to even absorb more of this energy during this lunation. Moving right along, your powerful affirmation to help you align with this lunar energy and amplify this new moon energy is, I welcome opportunity and abundance into my life. Yes, my goddesses, allow the opportunities to flow to you right now. Allow the abundance, the new abundance in new ways to flow to you right now. And know that with every new moon, it's a completely new and fresh energy. New opportunities can come. New abundance can come. Don't put yourself in a box or say that things have to be the way that they've always been, or continue living the way that you've always been, or continue being the same person you were. Every new moon is a new opportunity to completely start fresh, become a new person, release the past, and just welcome new things into your life and new ways of being, new personalities, just a new you, a whole new vibe. Don't be afraid to try new things, to meet new people. Say yes to new opportunities that you would have always said no to. And just say yes and see what happens this moon. I also have a new playlist for you, my goddesses. I have a high vibrational playlist for you to set intention and celebrate this new moon. This playlist, I make a playlist for you every single full moon and every single new moon. The full moon playlists are perfect for releasing and using music to shift and heal. And the new moon playlists are perfect for setting intentions and visualizing your goals, your dreams, and the new life that you are creating. So this new moon, put on this music mix. Set your intentions in your journal. Leave them on your altar and then make a vision in your mind, create a visualization for these intentions while you're listening to this mix. Picture yourself, if your intention is to have a brand new Tesla by the end of this year, then write your intention as, I absolutely love my new Tesla. Write down the color. I love driving my white Tesla everywhere. People are turning heads left and right. The leather on the steering wheel feels so nice. The seats are so comfortable. I'm obsessed with the new age technology, and I feel like a bad bitch while I'm driving this car. And that is the best and most empowering feeling I have ever had. I deserve this car. This car deserves to be mine. I look good in this car. Write your intention down as if it's already happened, and write all the things that you absolutely love about it. Then visualize yourself in your Tesla. Visualize with all your senses. Smell that brand new leather. Feel that brand new leather. Touch the new computer screen that's right in there. Push the pedal down and feel your hair blowing in the wind as you're driving down the highway. Roll down those windows. Really get a feel for this Tesla and your new manifestation. And while you're listening to the music, you're going to set this intention. You're going to visualize that intention with your new vision. And this is going to completely speed up your manifestation. This is going to completely lock in that blueprint for the universe that I was talking about earlier. And this is going to help you attract this intention even faster. So, my goddesses, enjoy the playlist. Using music to manifest boost your
intentions, you guys. It speeds up the law of attraction. It speeds up the manifestation process, and it gives you almost like manifesting superpowers. So use the playlist to your advantage, leverage the new moon energy, and have fun setting intention, welcoming the new opportunities, and reconnecting with living a life of joy. You can find the playlist and the show notes below, or you can listen on soundcloud.com/fullmoonradiopodcast, and you can tune in to our bi-weekly music episode on Spotify. You have to be listening on Spotify to get this episode, but I literally lay out each song that I've chosen for the playlist, how you can use it to manifest that intention, and why I chose it. So if you want to take manifesting with music deeper, make sure you're tuning in on Spotify and you listen to the music episode every 2 weeks right after this episode. Even if you don't have a paid account on Spotify, you can listen to the episode. So whether you have a paid account or not a paid account, you can tune in and dive deeper with using music to manifest each and every other week. If you are loving this podcast, make sure you like, you subscribe, you hit that thumbs up button, and you leave a review. The New Moon Ritual Kits are also on sale until this new Taurus Moon, and you can use code TAURUSNEWMOON to save 20% on your New Moon Ritual Kit this new moon. Our New Moon Ritual Kit includes a crystal infused spray, a citrine crystal, and a guided ritual script for you to set intention and do a full moon ritual from top to bottom. I hope you guys have so much fun doing your new moon rituals and setting intentions, doing your green adventuring bath, and manifesting with music this new moon. I will be back on the podcast in 2 weeks on May 12th. On May 12th, we will be diving deep into the full super moon coming up at the end of the month and the total lunar eclipse that's also happening at the end of this month. I can't wait to see you guys again soon. Stay in tune, and I'll see you soon.